Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Ingle.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
And welcome, everybody, to Live on KEXP. I'm your host, Troy Nelson. On the show this time, it's the kick-ass concept rock of Hoover 3. Not Hoover-ee, is the solo project, now writ large, of singer-guitarist Brett Hoover, specifically Robert Hoover III. The project started out in a garage in El Segundo, California, with Bert playing all the parts, bass, guitar, Casio, and drum machine into his classic four-track Tascam 414. You can listen to that original album on vinyl coming out for Record Store Day. That's April 20th, 2024. Over time, he has assembled a stellar group of like-minded musicians. They are all capable of hitting their mark, tight and neat. They are also capable of some superb veering off into space jams. It's psych rock influenced by krautrock, and it aims to take you away from this harsh world for a while, to a better place. The latest record is called Point, and it's available through the Reverberation Appreciation Society /Levitation. Quest for Blood is the name of the original four-track project. Bert followed up in similar fashion with Destroya. For the next full-length, Head Squeeze, Sacrilege, Bert made a whole dang record without any guitars? For the self-titled Hoover 3, released in 2017 and featuring a full band, Bert enlisted Tom Dolas, keyboardist for the OCs, to produce. Next up, Water for the Frogs, the band explored their love of krautrock, recording in Germany. Come on, wake up, it's time to go. You got to feed your ego. So the voice that's in your head. In 2022, they released A Round of Applause. It's got some classic prog rock vibes and some downright poppy hooks. Bert says they wanted to keep surprising fans. KEXP's DJ Jewel asked the band about their new approach to tones and sounds on this album.
Well, I love the new album. It's been like such a good soundtrack for taking very pensive walks with rain drizzling, as you tend to do up here.
Does that happen often?
Yeah, you know, every day. I got a lot on my mind.
I was referring to the rain, but I'm glad you're reflecting.
I can't help but notice this album, you've definitely explored a lot of new tones, a lot of new sonic spaces. Was that really intentional going into writing and recording this album, or was it more the result from the like approach of how you did it?
Well, yeah, it was definitely on purpose. We wanted to do something different and challenge ourselves. I think we're all getting a little burnt out on you know, the rock, and wanted to try something just a little different. Just, you know, flex your brain differently. It's fun.
Yeah, for sure. What were some of the things you did to try to bring out those different sounds?
Well, I had a flood in my house early last year. And so I had to like move all my instruments around. And one of the things was I brought my Rhodes over to Bert's house, and he kept it in his living room. And a lot of these songs you can kind of notice are like a lot of keyboard based. I feel like his living room is very vibey for those who are uneducated, but it's a, I don't know, perfect spot to, you know, kind of start noodling. And I'm
yeah, right. a lot of writing on the piano and a lot of kind of like Frankenstein like arranging, where we would just like get together in small groups and kind of like work through songs. It was definitely a record intended for like the studio, and translating it live has been its own thing entirely. You know, like these weren't songs we were like road testing or anything like that. They were all kind of worked out in, like I said, yeah, like smaller groups, and then trying to bring everyone in the studio. We brought Paco in. He plays all the Rhodes and like whirly kind of sounds on the record.
It feels very composed, and I love that about it. It makes it such a joy to listen to.
For this session, the band played four songs from Point. Here's Hoover 3, live on KEXP. You just heard Hoover 3 with the songs The Tall Grass and Can't You Hear Me Calling.
Live on KXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Hoover 3.
Thank you. don't know what you get. I can be cruel.
Was our live session with Hoover 3. You heard the songs The Ship That I Sail and This Rock.
Bonus tracks.
Here's two songs from our live session with Hoover 3 in 2022. You just heard Hoover 3 with the songs See and Twisted and Vile.
We'd like to thank the band for stopping by. Shout out to our partner station WDWN 89.1 at Cayuga County Community College in upstate New York. Thanks for celebrating International Clash Day with us. If you enjoy it live on KEXP, check out our Song of the Day podcast. It's a cool new song every weekday. Search for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. This show is produced by Julian Martlew and curated with support from Jackson Long and Isabel Khalili. I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.